Down the Darkest Road by Kylie Brandt. Performed by Christina Traister. Chapter 1. The task force rolled up quietly, 7 team members spilling from dark vehicles to unload the necessary equipment for the fugitive apprehension operation. Beneath the watery glow of the remaining unbroken street lamps, they moved efficiently around the house, setting up the lights and perimeter guards, while one member attached a radar device to the peeling gray siding. Deputy U.S. Marshal Katie Maddox directed the activity in near silence. They'd planned for this, down to the last detail. But she'd been on enough ops to know even with the most flawless preparation, something could go awry. The entry unit headed toward the house, splitting up to take spots on either side of the front entrance. According to their intel, Michael Simmons, prolific carjacker and chop shop owner, was in the Weaverville home.
3 people inside.
The low voice came through her headset.
1 in front, within 6 feet of the door. 2 in the southwest corner of the home.
The speaker was Buncombe County Deputy Sheriff Investigator Andy Garrett. He was operating the Range R device that detected human presences inside a structure. His words verified their earlier surveillance. She did a quick perimeter inspection. Position set?
Position 2 confirmed.
Another low voice sounded in her headset.
Position 3 confirmed.
One by one, each of the team members checked in. Because she knew where to look, Katie could see the dark figures crouched in the patchy snow as she circled the house. She took up a station near the back door. If things went south, the bandit would try to escape through this exit or a window. When she'd heard from each of the team members, Katie spoke into her whisper mic.
Light 'em up.
The spotlights they'd placed on the patchy lawn lit the home like a tacky Christmas display. She brought up the megaphone she held in one hand.
Michael Simmons, you are surrounded. Walk out the front door with your hands behind your head.
She waited a minute before repeating herself, this time adding,
We don't want anything to happen to the woman or child inside. Walk out that door, Michael, so no one gets hurt.
Katie lowered the megaphone, impervious to the biting February breeze. She'd feel the cold later, but right now adrenaline was running high.